Mark, I've watched a lot of cricket over the years, but I can't remember really challenging conditions like you've had today with the cold and the howling gale, and to bat out there for so long, some achievement.
Yeah, it was a strange day, really. Usually the conditions that you're battling against here would be the surface, but today, well, the last couple of days really, it's been wind, very cold, and snow at times as well, so a bit different, but quite enjoyable all the same.
I understand the heating's not working properly in the pavilion. I'm just wondering, was it warmer out in the middle than in the dressing room?
There's a couple of heaters going at the minute, so that's kept the lads happy inside the dressing room. Potentially it would have been warmer out on the field if they hadn't been put in place. But good day for us, and hopefully we can come back tomorrow and perform well again.
Did well to restrict them. They didn't get their final batting point. You bowled them out 11 runs short of that. And then you got off to a great start with Keaton. 70 runs on the board before Keaton was eventually out.
Yeah, Keaton's absolutely flying this year. He's got off to a great start. He's full of confidence in punishing any loose bowling, which he got a couple of bad balls there. Execution was perfect, so we got off to a good start. Unfortunate to lose him down the leg side like we did. It was just a case of trying to rebuild. Keep building partnerships and keeping them out in the field where it was miserable for them as long as possible.
And you nearly went the same way, didn't you? And you lofted one down towards long leg, and James Harris couldn't hold it. I think the ball had just gone under the covers before that off a boundary, so perhaps it was a touch wet and it slipped through his hands.
Yeah, when I first hit it, I thought, oh, that's six, and just so happens the way Vic's got the rope this week. It's the longest boundary in county cricket ever, I think. So, it slipped through his hands and went for four, and thankfully managed to capitalise after that.
And once you got the 50, just one thing on your mind getting up towards the 100?
Pretty much from the start, just trying to get three figures and make a big score, really. Eat into their total as much as possible, and hopefully we can establish a position where we're able to get a bit of a lead going into the third inning. So that'll be the plan coming back tomorrow.
And you've been very patient in this innings today, haven't you? Which I think you've said is something you need to try and work on in the past to try and use the time you've got in front of you to good effect.
Yeah, I think it's sort of game awareness, and also the way the pitch plays now. It's a lot flatter, and it's a case of accumulating and wearing the bowlers down. Whereas it used to be sort of a bit more fast-paced game, 200, 250 kind of totals. Well, obviously now 400, 450 is going to be the scores that we need to be putting on the board. So as a player, you have to adapt to that a bit, and certainly be getting opposition bowlers into the third and fourth spells and making sure they're doing a day and a half in the field and get their batsmen tired for when they come out, and our new ball bowlers can hopefully do some damage.
Decent partnership, which is unbroken at the moment with you and Michael Richardson of, I think, 64, something like that. But the partnership of the day, 131 with Jack Burnham, who made 61, a career best for him.
Yeah, Jack played really well. He's an exciting young lad. Just sort of doesn't have too many preconceptions. He just goes out there and sees the ball and hits it, and that's great for him. It's great for us. He comes out and takes the attack of the opposition, so... great performance for him today. He'll be disappointed, because I know he's got sort of high expectations of himself, and he'd be wanting to go on and score as many as possible, but great start of the season for him.
And finally, you were five runs short, I think, of the next batting point when snow stopped play. We don't often say that in commentaries.
No, it was a bit of a first, but we're going along all right, so just get ourselves re-established in the morning and hopefully build on the work we've done today.